Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. It's us again.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. I take it I'm the ginger?
I think so.
Okay.
We were looking at another ginger earlier this morning because Jared was like, this could be my little brother. And I'm like, but that guy was a pure ginger. He was like an actual ginger.
Like a fire red.
Yeah. He had like a bright, bright red hair. Not like Jared's little
strawberry.
Wannabe strawberry blonde.
Yeah, wannabe, huh? Yeah.
No, it's definitely strawberry blonde.
Wannabe.
I mean, you are strawberry blonde. And like, if any, when everybody was like thinking Jared was lying when that one video of mine went viral on TikTok about him being a ginger, I was like, you got to look at the skin.
Yeah.
You got to look at those freckles. Those freckles, the sensitivity to light and those freckles don't exist.
Sensitivity to light. I'm like a gecko or like a salamander.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see my veins.
Yeah. I mean, those freckles are like nobody else.
Yeah, well. You know, they told me they were going to go away when I was an adult.
Who?
Like they lied.
They is my mom.
You
when I was
look
a kid.
Really weird without freckles.
Mom, I don't want to have freckles. She's like, they'll disappear by the time you're an adult. I have more.
Did she ask a doctor? A dermatologist?
No, that sounds like something his mom would just say.
That's just some expert.
That's just mom's just saying to make people
stuff.
Feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got more as I got older. So whatever.
Your freckles are the only thing that's giving you any sort of color in your skin. Like if he didn't have freckles, you'd be
like,
so milky.
It like is kind of a tan.
Yeah, it's like half tan.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like how does life go for an adult though with freckles? Like what is it like a
you
50 year old?
Seems
like,
to be going
when
pretty
I'm
well.
50 and I have freckles. Like, are people gonna take me serious?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen an old person.
This
with
is
freckles.
What I'm talking about. Like, what do I do later on?
Wear long sleeves.
Okay.
Cover it up.
So like a full scuba like suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And then wear a face mask.
Wow, maybe a bag over my head.
A bag over
okay
head.
Cool. Yeah, got it.
Cut two little eyes out.
Cool, this is going great.
I look forward to watching you age.
Yeah.
You look closely, it's happening every day.
I know. Well, Ginger's aging. It's like he's not gonna go gray.
He's turning red now.
I think he's,
I'm always red.
Your hair is just gonna
no,
go
you're like blushing
white.
Oh yeah, well,
because we're talking about you.
I'm on center stage right
it's
now.
It's easy for him to blush.
I love the attention,
ginger
but
skin.
I also can't handle
red
it
very very easily.
Yeah, what were you saying about me getting old?
No, I think you're not gonna go gray. You're just gonna go white. He's gonna turn into
Santa Claus,
which I could definitely see.
Yeah,
you're giving Santa vibes.
Fuck,
right around the holidays, just in time.
I just, the last thing.
He's such a good Santa Claus.
There's two words
you're
I don't
jolly.
Ever want to be described as. One is annoying. Two is jolly.
Yeah.
No.
If someone calls you jolly, it's over.
You're kind of jolly.
I'm. Yes. I am jolly.
You're jolly.
Shit.
You got jolly vibes.
My cheeks are kind of
shiny.
Let's call
him Sven Jolly.
Sven Jolly.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's from Seinfeld.
Oh.
She meant to say Svengali and she said Sven Jolly.
I got it.
God, that's such a me thing to do.
Damn.
Do you have any housekeeping?
No, just tell your friends to join Patreon. The holidays are coming. Hold your loved ones tight.
Grip them tightly.
Yeah.
Grip them tightly
Grip
and
them
never
tightly.
Let go.
Yeah, December, if it's cold where you are, bring your animals inside at night.
You know what time it is?
What?
Eggnog time.
It's
That's
nog
right.
Time. It's nog time.
I'm surprised you haven't busted out the nog so
God,
far.
Me too.
I'm going to get some.
I've been busy.
Alexis and her nog. Nothing like
gonna
it.
Love nog.
Can you whip up a fresh batch of nog?
I don't make nog. I buy nog.
Okay.
And then I put Kraken rum in it.
Mm.
Ooh.
It's delightful.
Wow.
What kind of rum is Kraken?
It's
dark?
Like a spiced, like, but it's not like, Damn. It's like, it's a spiced rum. It's very good.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. And then I blend it up with our little frother thing that we have.
Can we have that together?
Yeah.
I would love to do that with you guys.
We're gonna
nog.
All right.
I'm into it. All right. Should we get into the day today?
Yeah.
All right, so today is December 14th.
Wow.
Just a week and a half before Christmas. We're getting close, guys. And in 1476, Vlad the Impaler died.
Wow.
Now, the only reason why I found this was relevant because I saw a meme about him the other day.
Okay.
And the meme said, "It's never too late to follow your dreams. Vlad the Impaler didn't even start impaling people until his mid-30s.
I saw that.
So, you know, us in our mid-30s, there's still...
It's just the beginning.
New beginnings to be had.
So, I mean, we're at the beginning right now.
Also,
precipice.
You guys, yeah. If Vlad the Impaler didn't start impaling until his mid-30s and he was born dead in 1476, that's like...
How many years of impaling
like
did he get?
90.
Really? He impaled all those years?
No, I don't know. But like until his mid-30s in the 1400s, how late do people live?
Do we know when he died?
No, but I can look it up.
Do we know when he was born?
I can't imagine.
Yeah. No, he died in 1476. That means he was born, in the 1400s.
Yeah.
Let me look him up. Vlad the Impaler.
So if he only started in his 30s and he died kind of young, he only maybe impaled for a few years.
That's not a lot of impaling.
But he probably did a lot to get that name.
Yeah. That's not like a one-off.
No.
You don't get a nickname for a one-off.
Okay. Vlad the Impaler was born in 1428 or 1431. And died in 1476-77.
So he lived to like almost 50.
That's a long.
About 15 years worth
of impaling.
Aged 44 to 49. So he was impaling for about 10 years.
By impaling, okay, are we implying that he is stabbing people?
I think, yeah.
Impaling.
Impaling.
Do we
I
have
think
any
that's
more...
through the whole body.
Do we have any more information?
I mean, I could, but I didn't look it up.
It's a little morbid, Jared.
Well, we are on a true crime podcast.
Yeah, I want to know what the true, I mean,
what
yeah,
Vlad
through
the
whole body sounds correct.
Maybe
I don't want to know, but why don't you move on and I'll take a look at the Googles.
Okay, take a look at the Googles.
Hit them with the next thing.
Okay, so in 1780, we're jumping through 300 years. Alexander Hamilton married Elizabeth Schuyler at the Schuyler Mansion in Albany, New York. Now, the only reason I know about that is because of Hamilton.
Okay.
The Schuyler sisters.
It.
Yeah, you saw it with me, didn't you?
Hamilton? No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I didn't go. I think I was something was going on that night. I didn't go. I really didn't go.
Wow, all of our friends went.
I know.
Wow, that's such a bummer.
I was doing something else.
God.
Like, I couldn't go.
What could be more important than Hamilton?
I think me and Matt were out of town.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
I think I was, like, my stepmom's, like, 60th. Like, there was something big that we couldn't miss. You don't remember?
No. I just assumed you were there.
No.
Damn, Hamilton's so good.
Yeah.
We should go see it when you get back.
Okay.
I think we were planning to. That's what it was. It was so good that I wanted to go see it again with you.
And we were going
to
plan it.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we didn't do it.
No.
Bummer. Okay.
Time is fleeting.
Time is fleeting. Okay. In 1903, the Wright brothers attempt to fly the Wright Flyer for the first time at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Now, I still can't believe the Wright brothers. And I can't believe the plane.
Unbelievable.
Doesn't make sense to me.
You know, archaic, but it worked.
I know. They never changed it since then. I think that was the first time they attempted to fly it, and then they actually flew it successfully like 3 days later.
What productive brothers.
I mean, I just wonder, like, how does something go so right?
In the world at all.
I know.
Like, how does that even happen? I feel like all the great discoveries were made before our generation. Like, all the easy enough discoveries.
Yeah.
Now you need to be like a neurophysicist to invent something.
Well, also, it's like the tech discoveries are now. But nobody's discovering anything new physically.
I'm back with some Vlad the Impaler facts.
Okay.
And this is worse than I could have ever imagined. So, yes, it's like...
Through the whole body.
Think of like a spike or like a spear, like through your whole body. But the crazy part
is... Does it go horizontal or vertical?
It can go either, but it's just basically full penetration through the torso. So whether that's vertical or horizontal.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought, too. I just wanted to... I thought it could be... He'd just be stabbing people. It's faster. I don't know.
He'd be called Vlad the Stabber if he was
stabbing. Vlad.
Stabby Vlad.
It's estimated that he is responsible for possibly up to 80,000 deaths.
That does not make any sense. Personally,
it's like a war adjacent sort of thing. It's him torturing his foes.
Personally,
responsible for.
And he encouraged others to impale too, probably.
Yes.
Responsible for.
But not himself.
Yeah. Anyways.
He's the Manson of impaling.
That's true.
I also saw the word Dracula in there. I think he's
Vlad is very Dracula-esque.
Well, I think they're saying that he is kind of
inspired
like.
Inspired it.
deed, yeah, inspiration. The real life. Dracula.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, Dracula didn't stab. He didn't impale.
With his teeth.
That's true.
You know?
That seems like a very stretch of an inspiration, but we're all...
I need to... Listen, guys, I'm at quarter facts at best right now. Quarter I just want to do a quick skim and give you the update. So.
Okay. In 1911, Norwegian explorer Ronald Amundsen becomes the first person to reach the South Pole.
Okay.
Now, I can't really imagine going to the South Pole in 1911.
Sounds awful.
That really
How does one even
out.
Get there? You gotta take a boat?
I guess. Yeah.
That sounds miserable.
Considering the first plane that ever got in the air was only 7 years earlier. That's...
They're probably not like, these things are ready to go south.
No, they're
all
not.
All the way to... Yeah. You're right.
Ugh, that seems
boat.
So cold. Not for me.
Fuck.
In 1950...
He didn't have to get his appendix out, right?
No. Okay. Not then.
Okay.
Hopefully it didn't burst.
I think our bodies were still using our appendixes back then.
You think so?
Yeah, they weren't obsolete yet.
Have we ever used them?
Yeah, we did.
We did?
I think that they started... something with bile.
Yeah, it's like an adrenal thing or like, they release some sort of chemical.
Okay. No, I just...
Out you go.
We need to start something called the Firstipedia.
Firstipedia?
Yeah.
All of our half facts?
We'll just put all of our half facts in there.
I love it. Okay. In 1952, Dr. Jack, who, by the way, spells his name the same way I do.
Wow.
J.A.C. S. Geller of Mount Sinai Hospital, Ohio, separates two girls joined at the sternum. It was like the first
conjoined twins.
Separating of conjoined twins, 1952.
Wow.
Right?
At the sternum, too.
That's crazy, because that's where all your big organs are.
Wow. Dr. Jack. I call you Dr. Jack sometimes.
Dr. Jack. Yep. He did it.
When you're trying to like self-diagnose yourself.
Yeah, that's true. 1953, the first tell-in lens teleprompter was used. So before then, all they would use is like the sheets, the cards for like prompter readings. And it was in an I Love Lucy episode, which the tell-in lens teleprompter had been used to film a Philip Morris cigarette commercial.
Wow.
During I Love Lucy with Lucille and Desi Arnaz.
9 out of 10 doctors recommend.
Yep. Let them look directly into the lens while reading the text, blah, 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 blah. It was patented by the creator of I Love Lucy, which I thought was very interesting.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Used for cigarette
commercial. Have you guys ever had to use a teleprompter for anything?
Yeah,
I have, yeah.
It's a weird experience.
When have you used a teleprompter?
What do you mean?
When?
When I was running for office.
When have you actually used a teleprompter?
I haven't actually had to do it like on camera, but I've set them up before and I've like seen how they work.
So you haven't used
No, I'm not front facing like that.
Yeah, you
like
are.
You
are
too.
You good at reading a teleprompter?
You saw me do it.
I did? Oh, yes, I did.
On that TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were awesome.
Talking evil. I was okay.
You were awesome. Great. You were amazing.
And I was very nervous.
She was telepromptering
and you had a producer in your ear, right?
And index cards in my hand.
You were awesome.
And had to literally like deal with people's trauma live.
And there was a little TV where people were Skyping in that I had to be like, hello. And then like look back over. It was hard.
That was actually so impressive.
It really was.
You know, I know we've talked about it before. This was when we filmed Talking Evil.
During COVID.
It was a after show to Evil Lives Here and Alexis hosted it.
It's still on Max now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But what was so funny about it is Alexis and I both like, we didn't audition, but I guess we like interviewed to go, I think, as panelists on it.
Yeah.
And then Alexis ended up getting the job as the host, but like I was the understudy. If Alexis got COVID, then so we've talked about this before, but it was a long time ago, but we had to both fly on different flights. just in case one of us got COVID. It was literally like Air Force One, stay in different hotel rooms. So neither of us caught COVID. And then if Alexis caught COVID, then I would have to host, which thank God that never happened.
God,
I would have
dude.
Never been able to do it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
no,
you yeah,
it
you
is a skill that only you have.
You would have been able to do it.
I'm not. Well, you deal with talking through people through very traumatic things every week for First Degree.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, I could host.
You would have figured it out.
But you were hosting and then also like therapizing.
Yeah.
And like, it was a lot.
It was a lot. But we were also, it was so funny. I was so nervous. The guy in like, me and Jack shared a dressing room. He had like just had a bottle of champagne in there every morning for when we got there. And we were like drinking before.
Well,
because I was so stiff. Like that's how.
Well, we also hadn't even seen anybody in person in a year.
Yeah.
This was like January 2021.
Right.
So other than you, you're like our COVID buddy. But like other than that, we had literally not seen a single person. It was the first flight that I ever went on.
We're learning our social skills again.
Yeah. And then it's like being thrust and being filmed and
that's
like
so funny.
Even like the nervousness
that.
Of being around people without masks on, it which is crazy. So crazy to think about. But like,
but you crushed it. You really did. Like, I thought you were great because we watched it and I was like, dude, because I was nervous. Like, because you know, you get nervous for your friend to do something important.
Yeah.
Like,
I was nervous.
And then you came on. And I was like, this is like fucking great.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you did awesome.
Love you guys.
You're good under pressure.
You can still watch it.
You're good host.
I'm better under pressure than I am day to day. I'll say that.
I'm good under pressure too.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, we have chill. Like, we snap into like a mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like some get people my nerves. Panic. I get my nerves before. And then once I'm like, if I have to like step in the room or like do something, then it's like the nerves go away.
Oh. I black out during the thing though. Like,
I do too.
Try to get me to remember any of that.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
My nerves persist, but my face, I'm really good at controlling my face.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
I think about it kind of like with our vows at our wedding. Like, I was like nervous before. And then like, once we were like,
doing
the vows, I was like, cool.
Yeah, that was actually
that was fun.
Nice. Yeah.
I know I miss, well, kind of miss it sometimes.
Oh my God. Next.
Okay, next thing. 1977, Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta, opened in theaters.
Staying Alive.
I always think of that opening scene with the strut.
Oh yeah.
So good.
That was like in his prime. That and Grease.
Oh yeah.
Hot. Okay, 1986, the first nonstop around the world flight without refueling begins.
Nine-day
flight finished on December 23rd. I'm like,
how?
I didn't even know you could do that.
Probably, I didn't either.
I don't know the details, so I'm not going to jump into it, but probably a large fuel reserve. I found out fairly recently they keep gas, like fuel, in the wings.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in case?
No, that's like where a lot of the gas is.
Oh. Huh.
Or the fuel.
I didn't know that you could fly for 9 days straight. I thought you could only fly for like 17 hours.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you got enough fuel, you could probably fly forever. You just keep those engines going.
I'm too worried about like the overheating.
Yeah, I don't know how any of that works.
Also, flight around the world. That's just too much for
too
me.
Skewy.
Not for
change the subject.
Okay, 2016, University of Toronto scientists present findings of the world's oldest water, 2 billion years old, from a mine in Canada.
Cool.
Whoa.
Old
water. Did they take a sip?
A little sippy sip.
You kind of got to have a sip, right? Maybe it's dangerous. Maybe
phosphorus.
There's like ancient bacteria in there.
Yeah, it's like the woolly mammoth when they're trying to like...
They don't know if they're going to release like a airborne toxic event.
Yeah.
When they like thaw this stuff out.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Not for me. 2016, Amazon announced its first drone delivery and then hasn't seemed to do many since then.
Yeah.
It's a stunt.
I mean, it's like it's too easy to intercept. And people are such assholes, they will intercept.
And there's like airspace issues. Like, I think it'll be disruptive.
It's not for, it's like when
ground delivery seems to be working just fine.
It's just fine.
We're not going to really get into the air as much as I think that we thought we were going to.
Too much monitoring. Like, it's too regulated.
Yeah.
You have to register a drone.
Yeah.
You know, with airspace.
Yeah.
Like, it's to film anything. And most people don't even do that.
Things are dangerous enough traveling on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, imagine giving just like the asshole that is a bad driver, like a ticket to fly something.
Yeah, no. Not for me.
Or a pass, like a license, you know, like that's crazy.
2017, Simon Bramhall, an accomplished surgeon, confessed to using an argon beam to etch his initials onto the livers of 2 transplant receivers.
Why?
He branded them, their livers.
Why?
Said, fortunately, this did not damage either liver. However, he was charged for assault and fined $10,000. Now, I would...
Livers regenerate. That's why. It probably disappeared.
But, like, that's a crazy... It's like Dr. Death, kind of.
Why would he do that?
Because he's a psycho?
That's such a strange possession to want.
I know.
Like, I need ownership over this.
And God knows how many other things he was doing.
You have to, that's like.
He didn't just do
psychotic.
Two. He didn't just do two.
No way.
The premeditation that goes into that is crazy.
It's just a weird urge.
Very weird.
It is, but like.
If you're going to do that, you're not safe around kids.
No, or anything, really.
Yeah, no, just so disturbing.
I'm assuming he got his.
Imagine being his mother.
It's just the brain. It's very like, I don't know, NXIVM. Like weird.
Not into
weird
it.
Weird vibes.
Yeah, unless it said, what was his name?
Simon Bramhall.
He should have done Simon was W-U-Z.
Simon here. Was here.
Simon
he
was here.
He should change his name to Simon Brandhall.
got him dunked.
All right.
Okay.
That story's done now.
Last one. 2019, Bel Air Mansion, featured in the TV series Beverly Hills Hillbillies, sells for $150 million, becoming California's most expensive property.
Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Wonder who bought it.
I hope it was
someone rich to their mean.
Yeah, a mean person. Definitely not a nice guy.
People that you wouldn't know their name probably. You know, they just exist outside of the
one of the unknown billionaires.
Yeah.
Trillionaires. Okay, before we get into on the stand, I gotta tell you the word of the day.
Okay.
It is Tagalong and it's laogenic. So, you know, in Clueless, when Cher describes somebody as a full-on Monet.
Mm-hmm. A full-on
From
Monet.
Far away, they're okay, but up close, it's a big old mess.
Yeah.
That is what laogenic means. There's an actual word for that. So next time, I mean, I feel like it's very rude to actually describe somebody as that these days, but if you're thinking of Clueless, that's what she meant. There's a word for it.
That's great to know there's a word for that, because that was me back in the day before I got glasses. I didn't know what anybody looked like from far away. And I had to get up close.
Everybody was so
people
cute.
Were like, why is this guy doing this to me?
You're like, I'm trying to see who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right. Well, when we come back, it is time for some bitchin'.
Woo.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways, and with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences, and before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We vote on it. Bring it to Instagram. You vote on it. Sometimes we have a listener on the stand. And if you want to call in, please do. We're looking for more On the Stands. What's the number, Jared?
818-446-6889. That's the phone number you got to call if you want to be on the stand or one of our worsties.
Absolutely. Give us a call.
And we have one.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's go.
Hey, you guys. Okay, I have something to put on the stand. I was going to put prayer hands on the stand. When people are asking for prayers, you send out the prayer hands. We don't have time. Half of us are not doing it, but you're just doing that. Okay, but I'm not doing it. All right. Inanimate objects that symbolize a belief or a view. That's what I'm going to go with. I cannot handle it. I went to the Keys. I needed a mask. I bought one. Couldn't see what it was. It was a flag, not a big deal, but that was during the whole, like, you know, Donald Trump thing. That meant that I was pro-Donald Trump, and now I'm wearing this mask around, and everybody's looking at me, and I'm like, I'm just trying to protect everybody. Then I get back home. My windows were foggy. I had to use that American flag mask to wipe off my windows. Now I'm anti-Trump. I can't do it. I just bought some blue pumpkins. Guess what? Blue pumpkins for Halloween represent healthy treats. So now that means I have to hand out healthy treats, which I'm going to because that's what blue pumpkins mean. I can't do it. I can't keep up with it. I'm getting too old. I'm 45 years old. I can't keep researching this stuff. So, on the stand, inanimate objects that represent anything. I can't do it. All right. Bye.
Oh, I like her.
I love this.
This is a good one. This is a good one. And I'll tell you, well, go ahead, Jack. You go first.
No, I was going to say, it's just like, it is a lot of effort trying to keep up with what everything means all the time. Like, she's like, I loved her. She's like, now I'm this because I'm doing this. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, it's just so hard. Like, how, I don't know.
I'll never forget the first time I wore a t-shirt that had pineapples on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And someone came up to me like, pineapples, bro. I was like, a friend, like, pineapples, bro, huh? Like, yeah, yeah.
It's
like,
an upside down pineapple, I thought.
Yeah, but his t-shirt has some upside down pineapples.
But I was like,
it's all, they like go all over the place, but there are some upside downs.
I didn't know any of this, though. They're like, pineapples, huh? And I was like, yeah, it's a, you know.
If you, pineapple is like a swinging symbol.
Yeah, it means
symbol.
You're a swinger. Yeah,
so like people, couples look for other couples with pineapples.
Here's the thing. I've seen it all over TikTok about like the people doing it in a grocery store.
Yeah,
and they'll get a pineapple and they'll put it upside down in their shopping cart. But I'm like, how often are swingers at the grocery store?
In one-on-one. Isn't the point like you're supposed to be like cruising for couples?
It just seems like a crazy coincidence that you would find another swinger at the grocery store at the same time and they see your upside down pineapple.
Maybe there's a lot more.
Two things.
Maybe.
Two things.
What?
One, if you're a swinger at the grocery store, you're getting supplies for the party that's already been planned. You're not looking for anyone else to come to the party. Two.
I don't know. That's the only time that I see the upside down pineapple in action.
It's because it's fabricated on TikTok. Two. You're not sending out signals. These people are using something else.
There's got to be something like an app that
like
I'm sure
Craigslist.
There is an there are yeah. apps, parties,
100%.
Clubs, resorts.
Anything on the internet. Do
yeah.
we really need to resort going to the grocery store?
So,
no.
What I think happened is some asshole was like, pineapples. And then it made its way all the way to my friend going, pineapples to me.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I don't think it's for real.
Right. I mean, it is for real.
But my point, I'm speaking more to the thing that I didn't know about. And like she was saying, like, how am I supposed to keep up with all this stuff?
Yeah.
Especially with TikTok. Shit happens so fast now and I miss it all.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I could be doing something.
Yeah. Like a TikTok could go viral and turn into a meme. And then like a fucking mango or something has like a whole new meeting in one day.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah. No. And the flag bothered me. It's like, I'm never trying to make a statement with a flag. It's like, I love America. I love living in America.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only statement that should come from a flag.
Yeah.
And but I feel like the flag has changed in the last few years.
No, it definitely has changed.
You know? And
it has.
Like, I just thought she didn't know what she was doing.
She's like, which one?
She's like, I'm just trying to protect myself. I'm not trying to make a political statement.
Yeah. The healthy treats one's funny too.
Yeah, I didn't
so
know that.
Funny.
God, I know.
Well, I'm going to say guilty. We are with you on this.
Guilty. It's too hard. Especially, you know, now we're millennials and we're getting farther and farther away from the cool
from
stuff.
From the pulse.
We don't want to admit it, but we are. It's
even
happening.
Gen Z is now getting a little bit old. Like, they're getting made fun of a little
God,
bit.
I can't,
so it's like,
I can't wait for Gen Z to be in that position we're in now.
I have heard that it might be a skipping of the generations, like, you know, like Gen X nobody cared about.
Yeah,
I feel like Gen Z, like, nobody's gonna really make fun of them because like then it's gonna skip
well, they're,
to the next.
Sorry, like Gen Z is such
embarrassing
an internet like focused,
yeah,
you know, like trend focused. I just don't think they're as deep, maybe.
I got them,
you know, like
you
there's
got them.
I mean, I don't know. We grew up without the internet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We developed a lot of,
but that's why they think we're cringe because we have like the non-internet. But I'm like, actually, we're like the last generation to like
have
any semblance of
real childhood.
Yeah, of like a childhood.
We're all friends of Gen Z, right? We come in peace.
Yeah, we love them.
However, it's going to be fun when you guys get to this point where we're at right now, because it's just funny to watch this shit go down, and I can't imagine what the next thing is going to be.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd be in this position, but here I sit being like, this generation is really fun to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Broccoli
observe.
Boys.
And but because of TikTok and all that shit, I'm there. I don't know what things mean anymore, and it sucks to have to admit that. Like,
it's gonna be okay.
I'm missing out on these things. It makes me scared.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
We're gonna say guilty.
I'm gonna say guilty.
Guilty.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
Been thinking about this one for a while. Gravy.
Gravy.
Why aren't we using more gravy?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, We're getting little ramekins of ranch to go with things. We're getting little ramekins of barbecue sauce with our takeout orders. Why aren't we putting gravy on more? Why aren't we dipping sandwiches in gravy more? Why aren't we dipping French fries in gravy more? Mm. Why are we doing more things with gravy? Damn it.
We got Canada.
Gravy's delicious.
We love a poutine. A gravy, a cheese curd.
But we don't eat enough poutine in America.
We don't.
I don't know why we don't do that.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, for how gross we all are, sucks that we don't have
why
that.
Why are you putting gravy on it?
Yeah, it seems like an American dish.
It does.
You know?
It's a very hearty, like.
What else can we put gravy on?
Heavy.
Let's play that game.
What can you?
French fries, obviously. Sandwiches, yes. Any Hard sort yes. of a meat. Yeah. I would put it on anything, to be honest.
Anything.
Like more potatoes than mashed.
Yes.
Like any type of a
potato. Baked potato.
Wow. Imagine like some medallions that are like.
You could mix noodles into gravy. Like Swedish meatballs. That's basically what that is.
Holy shit.
Delicious.
I mean, all gravy is just like salty fat.
It's like hamburger helper.
So good.
If you add it to pasta, that's what you've got.
You can replace anything with gravy except for maybe a salad dressing.
So that's what I want. More gravy.
I'm into that.
Oh, I want to go to Boston Market.
Boston Market's pretty bomb.
Not guilty.
I don't think they have them here. Not guilty.
Yet another shout out for Boston Market over here.
Not guilty.
I know. We've had a few Boston Market.
Jared?
I don't even know if they exist anymore.
They do.
They do?
Jared, guilty or not guilty?
Oh, more gravy? Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Okay, great.
I'm putting on the stand anybody that talks about themselves in third person.
Okay.
We've got to stop this.
Who's doing that in your life? Many people.
Just randomly,
we were watching a TV show the other night and somebody did it on a reality show.
Was it 90 Day? It wasn't 90 Day.
Something, but they were like.
That's what, yeah.
She's like, Jessica doesn't play those games. Like, wait, you're Jessica. Is there a different really? Jessica or are you Jessica?
No, speaking about yourself. I wish I remembered what show it was, but it was like, I'm like, why? It happens seldomly. Like, this is not like a epidemic that we have to like deal with. But I just, every time it happens, I'm like, this is one too many times.
I think if you're being ironic about it, then it can be funny. If you know, you're not being serious. Like,
I still don't know.
Joey on Friends does it where he'll be like, Joey doesn't share food. So people try to eat off his plate. And I'm like, that works for me.
Joey's guilty for
me. Yeah, he's now guilty. Okay.
I don't care how you're saying it. I think nobody needs, it's like the weirdest, wrongest, ickiest cringe.
It's like calling your parent by their first name, too. There's this level of mother. We're addressing things incorrectly now.
Yeah, it just feels wrong to me. Everything about it.
I mean, I agree. Yeah. I don't know that I've seen that in a while.
I don't see it often, but I did see it that one time on whatever show that was that I wish I could remember. And it really threw me off.
I do it sometimes, but I don't use my actual name.
You say Jerry?
I say Jer.
Yeah, you do it sometimes. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
But is it okay when he does it?
Yeah.
No.
It's cute.
It's not. I'm guilty.
No, you'll like call yourself something.
Yeah. I'll just be like, Jer's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, because you'll say something about me and then I'll say.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's self-deprecating. You don't do it like in like a serious way.
Should I have done it though? Fuck.
Guilty.
Cringe. Guilty.
Guilty.
Jared.
On the stand for me today, cereal.
Okay.
End of sentence. Prosecuting
or defending?
I'm defending.
Feels so good.
Here's the thing is like, what was the situation we're in recently where we're talking about cereal? It just happened.
I don't know.
But I had a conversation recently and we're talking about cereal and I realized I haven't eaten cereal in a really long time, not even for breakfast. And it made me sad because I, growing up, had cereal every single day of my life for like 17 years.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped one day. And I don't know what happened. I think maybe it was when I had to start taking care of myself and I just didn't buy it as like a grocery.
Yeah.
I want to work it back into my life. And here's why.
I had some yesterday. Peanut butter puffins.
Damn, that sounds so good. Do you guys keep a box of cereal around?
Puffins.
Damn.
Yum. Mm-hmm. What kind of milk are you using?
Oat. See, it's very good.
Is it? Mm-hmm. See, like, the oat milk throws me off.
No,
like,
I don't know what. I'm going right back to what I did as a kid. It's going to be 2% milk.
Yeah.
And it's going to be...
It's only good with real milk.
2% with whatever you want. I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I just can't use milk fast enough. I've tried buying milk and like after 4 days, I want to throw it away because I'm like, is 4 days... Well, I don't really know milk. Like, yeah. My parents dealt with that. I'm like, is it good after 4 days?
Milk.
Oh, I would think milk goes bad in one day.
One day, but it doesn't.
I'd be so grossed out in one day.
Especially they pasteurize the shit out of it.
You'd have to buy like the milk that day to enjoy the cereal me.
They need single-use milks.
Yeah. But even then, unopened, like how many times are we going to go to the store just for a little serving of milk for my little bowl of Chex, which is my favorite?
And I know I might get dunked on for liking actual milk.
No,
but
it's delicious.
No,
it just
everybody that says that they don't like actual milk is a liar. And yeah, they haven't had actual milk in a
some people find it weird.
Just doesn't keep.
Some people find it weird just because it's, I think I understand that.
We just
but
saw the craziest billboard for milk this morning.
Really?
What was it?
It was something about people dying from drinking milk.
No, it was about a milk allergy. It's like, whole milk allergies are one of the worst in the country. Is your child next to die?
What?
It was insane.
Yeah,
what is this like, milk propaganda?
They're going up against Big Milk,
it's
which
probably paid for by the same people as Big Milk. It's the same thing as Big Tobacco in truth.
I'm treading into waters that I don't understand right now, so I'm going to back out. However, I'm just saying, we order, you ever get like a drink from Starbucks? You're like, damn, why is this so good? And you look, you realize you messed up the order and it's got real milk in it.
Always.
That's the difference.
Delicious. That frappuccino that we were getting in New York with real milk, oh, so good.
But this is not a
Java
milk.
Chips. Like it. Nothing like it.
Yeah, oh, dude. You say frappuccino?
We got a Java chip frappuccino.
It's the only kind
milk
of coffee I can drink.
It is.
Really?
Truly the best thing I've ever had in my
milkshake
life.
It's not even, like, there's, like, one shot, but it's, like, the rest is, like, ice chunks. And
God damn. They're so
tastes
good.
Tastes like coffee
delicious
ice cream.
They're so good. The frappuccino is a milkshake. Yeah. But I love that Starbucks just says it's a coffee. It's crazy to me.
It's definitely a milkshake with some caffeine
delicious
in it.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I haven't had one so long. I want one.
Bring the cereal back.
We're talking about cereal. And I'm saying not guilty, and I want to work it back into my life. And
not
I don't
guilty
know if, like, as a mid-30s year old, like,
dude,
is that
it's
acceptable?
So easy. I did it yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. I
think
it
it's acceptable.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an easy breakfast.
Not guilty.
Okay.
Not guilty.
Okay. When we come back, it is not time for True Crime Rewind. We got to think of a new segment, but it's time for something.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so this is something that I saw on TikTok that I was absolutely enticed by. So you know what we had talked about before, that there are like four types of guys. There's like eagle hot, dog hot, bear hot, and lizard hot, or handsome, whatever. So there's this new thing going around, and it's more so about your personality.
Oh,
so you're either, are you listening, Jared?
Yeah.
You're either a puka shell necklace.
Oh.
You're a cross chain necklace. You're a puka shell that thinks they're a cross chain, or you're a cross chain that thinks that they're a puka shell. So I'm going to describe these to you, and then I want us to like go through men.
Okay, I already know what Matt is.
Okay, so puka shell is basically Jared's a puka shell. It's like you're a sweetheart, you're selfless, golden retriever type of an energy. There's just like a good, sweet guy, right? A cross chain is a narcissistic asshole, bad boy, like gonna treat you like shit, but obvious about it. Like you're an obvious bad boy.
Okay.
A puka shell that wants to be a cross necklace is a good guy that is like presenting themselves as like a tough guy.
Uh-huh.
Like tough guy deep down, good
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
And then a cross to puka is like a secret asshole.
Mm.
They like appear like all nice and like sweet on the surface, but they're like the ones that are going to like really fuck you over.
Yeah.
What's Matt?
Puka.
Yeah.
I would say puka.
Straight on puka.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jared? You're over there silent.
Oh, I'm just trying to, it's a lot of info. I'm trying to digest it all. I think for Matt,
he's a puka shell.
Yeah.
Of course.
We've already decided.
Yeah, of course. He's a sweetie pie.
Okay. I was just wondering if you're still listening.
I was listening.
Okay.
No, I was just thinking about who else we're going to talk about. I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, I just had celebrities.
Okay.
That I thought we could like throw into some of the, so I think a puka shell that I think is like the ultimate puka shell is Paul Rudd.
Oh yeah.
Like so obvious, sweetie pie.
Okay.
Also The Rock.
The Rock.
Or like a Jason Momoa. Mm-hmm. Or Jason Momoa could maybe be.
Paul Rudd is definitely a puka shell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd say like, who else? Like Conan O'Brien is a puka shell.
Oh, but is Conan O'Brien a secret asshole?
No, he's so nice.
He is?
Yeah, I met him. I met him at Sugarfish.
Really?
Yeah, he was sitting next to me and Kat. And Kat was talking.
Incredible.
Kat was talking about her friend's house that burnt down, and he interjected and said, "Is your friend okay?"
Oh my god!
And he was like, "I used to live right on Gower." I'm like, "We live on Gower." He was so nice.
Oh,
he's like,
amazing.
"I love coming to this area." He's like, "I moved here with no money, and I lived on Gower when I was trying to make it." And we're like, "We live on Gower."
That's
and,
amazing.
Oh, that's so cute.
So nice.
Love it.
Okay.
I love an anecdotal.
Love
like,
him.
Oh,
I don't know why I thought he could be a secret asshole.
He's no, so it's nice. Just the attention. He's on 12 at all times. He's like seems so energetic.
Yeah, you know? I've always loved
so
him.
You might confuse that for like someone who's like a narcissist or something, but you need a little
no,
bit of that.
It's just one of those personnel. It's like a, here's a good fucking cross chain wannabe puka shell, James Corden.
Oh yeah, he mean.
Yeah.
People hate him.
Like but like
yeah, what's up with that? Do we
like,
have
presents
information
himself
on that?
Or like an Ellen DeGeneres, like yeah. presents themselves
as
to be
nice.
Like so nice and like so friendly, but then you hear all these fucking horror stories about them being like such an asshole behind
yeah.
the scenes.
Totally.
But I love that Conan is actually nice.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, Conan's sweet.
What I had for cross chain is Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Austin Butler, I would throw on there.
Austin Butler?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about him and what he would be.
I think so. I think he's bad. I mean, the whole Vanessa Hutchins thing rubs
yeah,
me the wrong way.
Like, very obvious.
Yeah.
But I think he could have been, like, a cross-chain wannabe puka. Like, I feel like he kind of, like...
I don't know. Like, I saw a video of her walking by him. Have you guys seen that on TikTok? Where it's like, someone can love you for 10 years and then never speak to you. Like, Vanessa Hutchins walks by him and yeah. he, like, makes a face like.
He's like with Kaia Gerber.
Yeah. And yeah. he, like, makes a face and I'm like, she didn't even look at you. Why are you making him rolling your eyes?
Yeah.
Like, I just think he's a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, I like that.
Interesting.
Like, that video rubbed me the wrong way.
Mm. I've seen that video too.
Don't like it.
God, also just, like, sucks to be put in a situation where you're constantly running into your ex.
Sure does.
Like, publicly. Not for me.
Yeah.
I also had Travis Kelce as a puka shell.
Yeah.
Because he just seems like.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
really?
A sweet guy. Yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
I mean, I don't know anything about any of these
people.
I think
people. Like Bob Saget, puka shell.
Oh, yeah. May he rest.
May he rest.
God, I love Bob Saget.
Me too.
I was just watching Special Forces with his wife on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's on that?
Yeah. Unless you, yeah.
Is it that challenge show?
It's where they all go and
it's
do like
insane.
Full on military training.
I watched
training.
The first episode and then forgot. I'll
Dude,
watch the.
So
is Tom
fun.
Sandoval still on it?
Yeah.
I got to get back to
that. He did pretty
that.
Well for what I saw.
Yeah. He's athletic. He works out like 50 hours a week.
Yeah. He's got that dog in him.
Does he have his worm mustache?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he ever gets rid of that worm mustache.
Mm.
Pretty gross.
I'll have to catch up. I like that show.
What I had for a puka shell wannabe cross chain is Justin Bieber. Like,
yeah.
I feel like he like tries to be this like badass and
yeah.
it's like he's really just.
Drake too.
Justin Bieber to me these days just seems like he's over everything. And I
just watching
when I
Hailey
look at him, I'm like, I would be too, bro.
Watching Hailey look so dressed up next to him with
and
his like
just,
Crocs.
He just doesn't give a shit.
I think it's hysterical.
Because he's ran the whole thing. He's done it all and he's been doing it for so long. He's a
doesn't
little
care.
Kid. doesn't give a fuck.
It's just funny.
Dude.
It's like you'd think somebody like that, though, they'd just get out of the fame, but maybe she wants to be in the fame. So she's like dragging him into it. And he's like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. Like, just get me out.
Yeah.
And she's just
like, I don't need any more money. Like, we're cool.
And she's like, I want to call the paparazzi right now.
I don't know the man, but I see that look, and he's just like, he doesn't give a shit. Dude.
No.
And that's honestly like
too much.
That's why Britney's the way she is.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to dance with these knives and no one's going to stop me.
Exactly.
But, like, but I saw a video of Britney getting pulled over and she's totally normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry, officer, I have to pee. Like, she's not crazy. She's doing that on purpose. Like, there's a reason. And when I was part of her book that I saw on TikTok was when people would make fun of her dancing, like at her Vegas residency, she's like, I did that on purpose. It was my only form of rebellion.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't flip my hair around. Well, I didn't do any flirting. She's like, because they made me do it. But like, that's the only way I could protest is by not doing a good job.
Yeah. When people are like, oh, she looks like a robot. It's like, it's on purpose.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, I love that.
Cause I'm having a fucking miserable time.
But like these videos she's doing is on purpose. I don't know what message she's trying to send, but it's a deliberate one.
But she knows.
She knows.
God, I saw her. She was in Cabo the week before we went a couple months ago, and I was like, I just missed her. And it looks like she might have been even at Senior Frogs, which is where we went to, Jared.
She went to Senior Frogs?
No, but somewhere like that. It was like a trashy club in Cabo.
She can fucking hang.
I know, and nobody was bugging her, which I loved. Like, they're kind of like just letting her do her thing.
Queen.
We got to Senior Frogs, and I was like, I can't believe I'm at Senior Frogs right now.
At 36 years old.
It was wild.
It was pretty disgusting.
I'll go back.
We
bring
should.
Me right now.
We should go.
We could have a fun time.
I almost brought you a present home, but I couldn't secure the present.
What was it?
It was a sash that this kid was selling.
Oh, God.
You would have loved it.
I love sashes.
We'll offline about it.
Yeah, we'll offline about it.
Can't wait.
Well, we kind of ran out of time for Worsty Firsty, or do you want to still do it?
Let's not do it, but what I have is something that somebody called and left in that was very unexpected.
Oh.
So I thought this might be a fun way to end.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Hey, guys. I don't have an on the stand or terrible thing I've ever done, but Alexis has inspired me, and I stole the melody of Free Company, and I have rewritten it for you guys. So please don't judge my voice. It's very terrible. I would really prefer it if Jack would re-sing it for me, and maybe even Jared, too. Anyway. Woo! So nervous. All right. Please call on our phone. We are waiting for you. Where opinions are hers and his. We have half acts too. Anyway, sorry. I sound like a smoker, but I'm not. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. And I love you all. You make me laugh. Bye.
We'll just end by saying, please leave more of these.
Yeah,
whatever thoughts that you want, we will play them.
We never said there were rules. All we did was give you the phone number. It's up to you guys what you want to do.
Honestly, you can call with whatever and we'll make it work.
And that was beautiful, by the way.
And I love the halfbacks.
Thank you.
Intro. Oh, so
818-446-6889.
Call us with anything.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Amazing. I love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.